So, the Gauteng Premier David Makhura has delivered his last State of the Province address. His tenure has been tainted by a number of scandals, including the live Esitimeni tragedy. Let's head over to EWN reporter Thando Kubeka to find out what he had to say. Thando, thank you so much for your time. What has David Makhura said in his last address in this current administration?
Good afternoon, Tim. And really, he started off by highlighting the successes of the ANC government, which was led by him here in Gauteng, and basically describing it as a towering monument of progress. He started off by praising how the ANC government here has done so well to improve the quality of education. He says currently the province is ranked number one in education. As you know, that the class of 2018 came top of its class last year. He says this is because government has invested a lot of money in schools of specialization, smart schools, to ensure that pupils get the best education. He says this is one of the ways government is turning the state of the economy around in the province. He also touched on investing in the township economy to ensure that ordinary South Africans are given a chance to play a role in the economy, Clement. He raised concerns over the housing backlog in the province. He said while the ANC-led government has made strides in this department, urbanization has resulted in many people who are still waiting to get their homes. He spoke about infrastructure and how a 15-year plan that's worth 1.3 trillion rand has been put in place to build reliable and sustainable transport system. Yeah. So he says that this will focus on integrating the Gautrain, BRT system, and the Metro Rail, making them into an affordable single mass transit system.
Yeah. What did he say about e-tolls? There's been a lot of confusion and misspeaking between government and the ANC.
Yeah, and that's right. And Makhura has been quite silent lately about e-tolls. But today he spoke about it and he said that while the user pay principle is not in question here, Clement, it's clear that urban tolling is unsustainable. He says that it increases the cost of living, and there's an urgent step. Urgent steps need to be taken to find a lasting solution to urban tolling. In fact, he says government teams have been set up to resolve it. He says President Cyril Ramaphosa has assured him that this is also receiving his urgent attention.
All right. Look, thank you so much for your time, EWN reporter Thando Kubeka. It's 4 minutes before 1 o'clock.